sweat technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joe Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Draft just around the corner, a couple hours away. We'll be covering the draft here on ESPN 97.5, carrying NFL draft coverage. So if you're on the road, you have to leave the house, just going out to dinner, or you just like listening to the radio coverage of the NFL draft, ESPN 97 Place is your spot for. We'll also have the second round tomorrow. So this is your home of the NFL draft right here for the unbiased, straight down the middle coverage of the NFL draft, if that's your lane. 713-780-ESPN. Adida Kinkawabala of CBS Sports is reporting, don't be surprised if the Jags trade back. The Jags have a lot of interest in big wide receiver Ted McMillan.
Duval.
The big rumor today is that the Bears are going to trade up from 10 to 5 to draft Ashton Jeanty, which the Jags getting McMillan at 10 makes more sense than taking him at number 5. So we'll see. The betting favorite for Ashton Jeanty, which team leads the odds of landing him, are the Chicago Bears. The draft spot for Ashton Jeanty, the top spot, according to Vegas, is pick number 5. So we'll see if Vegas has caught wind of this trade before everybody else has caught wind of this trade. Something to monitor tonight for fun.
Yeah, no, and then you wonder what the Raiders are going to do, because it's been pretty much every mock I've seen leading up into today was the fact that the Raiders at 6 were going to take him. And then he'd be the perfect fit. And now if the Bears get him, it's like then the Raiders shift gears, and I don't think that they go to Shadur. But it would be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out, because I've seen the same as you, that a lot of people are trying to position to possibly get up higher than the Raiders to get Jeanty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think Jeanty goes pick 5 now. Texter says, how old is Dell, B-Mac? He ghosted you, didn't he?
No, he told me. But I think, didn't you get the answer?
Yeah, he told me yesterday, the day before, he's 36.
I think that's what I guessed, isn't it?
No, you guessed 41,
you guessed 42,
bro.
By the way. Yeah, you said 42.
you had him in the 40s.
Yeah. I forgot that. What do you think of the Texans drafting Jaden Higgins in the second round? I'm down. I think that'd be awesome. I think it'd be really good.
Me too.
I'll take Jaden Higgins in the second, because that probably means O-line in the first. All right, here's what I'm betting.
Okay.
I'm betting a lot of stuff. Tell me whenever I'm crazy. There are a couple things. I was doing this morning at 5 a.m. at the airport, by the way.
Sound decisions made at 5 a.m. at the airport.
I'm locked in at 5 a.m. because I have ADHD. So, whenever I'm actually tired is whenever I'm at my sharpest. It's really weird.
You're more
focused?
But
did you bet them this morning, or did you just research them this morning?
Both.
Okay. I could see that you, think about it a little bit. You research it. You know which way you're leaning, but then you debate. Think about it a little bit before you actually put the money down.
Oh, no. I went all in.
Okay.
Who do you think I am?
I mean, a couple at 5 of quarterbacks. I don't know.
I tell you, it's my ADHD. I'm locked in whenever I have very little sleep. Jackson Dart, second quarterback taken. Branham has a ticket. Plus 160 on this bad boy. This is actually went down. The odds, I think, have now flipped. I think it's even minus money now. Throughout the day. But Jackson Dart, I have him as the second quarterback taken. I did it because of the plus money. I think it's a coin flip between him and Shadur, but Shadur was minus money earlier in the day. Jackson Dart was plus money, so I went with the value play here. Now, if you don't like the second quarterback taken, you could go Jackson Dart under 24.5, which means he gets picked in the first 24.5 picks. That one was at plus 130 today. And if you really wanted to go with a long shot, you were looking for big value, Jackson Dart, the number 9 pick in the NFL draft, for plus 1,000. Plus 1,000, though. It's 100-1 odds there, B-Mackers. That's going for a haymaker.
I get it. Hail Mary, so to speak. Who has the 9th pick?
Saints, I believe.
But it doesn't have to be the Saints. No, Saints have the 9th pick.
Oh, they do? Okay.
But it doesn't have to be the Saints that pick him at 9. There could be a trade involved there. But I like that the Saints are picking there. And I know the history of Saints never take first-round quarterbacks. Well, it's a first-year head coach in Kellen Moore. Does Kellen Moore want a quarterback of the future? I would argue he probably does as an offensive-minded head coach. The reports are that he likes Jackson Dart more than – or not that he likes Jackson Dart. People are reporting that Jackson Dart fits what Kellen Moore wants to do more than Shadur. And there's also been some smoke with the Giants and Jackson Dart. So if the Saints are on the board and they know the Giants are trying to trade back into the first round for Jackson Dart,
did you see the smoke on Jackson Dart to the Giants?
Yeah.
Shane's kid. Shane's kid did like some tweet or Instagram where he put out a picture of Jackson Dart, and then they made it private because everybody was pouncing on it going, oh, this means the Giants are interested in Jackson Dart.
Well, I was scrolling earlier, though, and I was looking at Jackson Dart, the favorites for like where he lands. The Giants were the favorite to land Jackson Dart.
But to your bets, though, wouldn't that most likely be trading back in at the end of the first round?
That could still be second quarterback taken or top 24.5 picks.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it'd be after 24, but you're right. It could be still top two quarterbacks.
And to the Saints smoke, the fact is that Carr might be out. That he's got such a shoulder issue going on right now, he might miss the whole season, and the rest of the quarterbacks on their roster are pretty much hot garbage.
Look, and I'm not, if gun to my head, is he going number nine? No, but I'm getting plus 1,000 value here.
Yeah,
like it's a haymaker. I have Nick Emmanuel as the first safety drafted at minus 120. I feel like the odds there are good. I feel like he's going to be the first safety. I have Mike Green, top 17.5 picks at plus 175. I have Mikel Williams at top 15.5 picks for plus 350. I have Jahdae Barron, first top 18.5 picks at plus 170. Emeka Egbuka, top 29.5 picks at plus 200. I actually don't like that bet, but the value is good. Plus 200, like, does a team late first potentially grab him?
I like it. I think he goes.
I think he's a second rounder, but plus 200 value, like, I took the value there. I don't love that one, but
I like it. I think he'll go late first. I think it's a good pick.
Now, I also kind of hedged that one because I took under 2.5 first-round receivers at plus 215. So, like, if Emeka Egbuka is the one who gets me over that number, that so well that I broke even. But if Emeka Egbuka is not going first round, I feel pretty good about the under 2.5 first round receivers at plus 215. So
saying the kid from
Arizona,
it's
kind of a hedge, and I feel like I'll at least break even.
Kid from Arizona's first off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't say it. I can't
depends.
Say his first name.
Different. I call him Tet.
A lot of people
call him Tet. A lot of people are like, I've seen a lot of people that have Golden ahead of Tet.
Well, Golden's really climbing then.
Yeah, I've seen him as high as like the Cowboys pick.
Because I saw.
Yeah, but didn't you just talk about Tet possibly going 10 in a trade back for the Jaguars?
But it's like only the Jaguars make sense for him.
Okay.
And if they don't pick him, then a lot of people have Golden going over Tet. Like the most. There's a website out there that tracks these mock drafters, and they keep their stats and they rank like who are the best mock drafters in the world over like the last 5 years or whatever. I forget the guy's name who's number one. But he only does one mock draft a year. He does one mock draft a year, and he does it the day of the draft. Jason Boris, who works for Times News. I don't even know what that is. He has Golden going 12 to Dallas, and he has Tet McMillan going 23 to Green Bay. So there's a big difference. Like, receiver's weird. Like, receiver's very weird this year. But I like that hedge, though. Egbuka, top 29.5, but under 2.5 first-round receivers. I'm hoping the second one hits because I'm getting better value there. Mm-hmm. You know where Lance Erline's ranked last 5 years, by the way? They have like hundreds of mock drafters.
Top,
I guess, where Lance is at.
40%.
Top, last 5 years, where is Lance ranked? Top 75.
41.
You're selling him short. Perennial draft expert here. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Brian, guess.
Well, you're selling him short, so I'll go better than that. Let's say 15th.
He's pretty close. He's 14th. Now, he had a bad 2024, Lance did. Lance was tied for 50th last year. Kind of brought down his average.
Yeah.
But over the last 5 years, he's still number 14 overall. All right, back to my bets. I have James Pierce going top 31.5 picks at minus 105. I have Matthew Golden going top 17.5 picks at plus 125. Again, just a value play there because I think it's a coin flip. I have specific picks. I have Armin Mimbo going 7th overall at plus 175. I don't love this Tyler Warren one anymore with today's news, but I have Tyler Warren going 10th overall at plus 325. Hopefully Chicago stays there. I have over 8.5 defensive linemen. Now, terrible odds here at minus 270, but, like, this is free money in my opinion. I think there's going to be double-digit defensive linemen. I think it's a really bad number. You have to lay down some money to win it, but over 8.5 defensive linemen, eat the value on that one. I have Buffalo's first pick being a safety at plus 550. I have Green Bay's first pick, and tell me how you feel about this one, Blankers, being a wide receiver at plus 300.
Very, very safe about that.
Plus 300.
Yeah, unless they do some trade for a Pickens, there's no doubt that I think they're going wide receiver in the first round.
Who do you like the most?
Wide receiver or D-tackle is what I've heard. Possibly a pass rusher, but I've heard most of the smoke going towards wide receiver.
Okay. There you go. No. Rams first pick corner at plus 220. Av Omari and Hampton being the second running back off the board. And again, I'm eating value here at minus 240, but I feel like it's free money.
Yeah, it's free money. It's free.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who else is going to be the second? Like maybe Caleb Johnson if you're looking for a dark horse,
Henderson?
But no. Maybe. I've heard that people are liking on him.
Yeah, it seems like Travion Henderson's going to be a first-round pick, so I guess you're just talking about how you shuffle up the order. But
I think he has a chance of being a first-round pick. I would bet that he wouldn't be, but I think he's like 40%, 30% to be a first-rounder. But I think Hampton could go as high as like Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
I've seen him as high as Chicago at 10 with Ginty off the board. So I feel comfortable about Hampton as my second running back. Yes, it's minus 240, but again, I feel like it's free money, like the over 8.5 defensive lineman. I like this hedge here. Tet McMillan, the second receiver off the board at plus 210, or Matthew Golden, the second receiver, at plus 200. So, like, it's a wash if Matthew Golden's the second receiver, but I'm getting a little bit of Tet McMillan is the second receiver. I'm screwed if some other random receiver is second.
Yeah, I think, because like I said, I heard – Tet's the first one off the board. So, and, yeah.
By the way, they're not counting Travis Hunter as a receiver on my book.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Maxwell Hairston, second corner at plus 600. And that's all my bets. So that's what you should be fading. That's what you should be telling, depending on what
Let us know how you did on Monday.
I will. I have a lot of bets. How many did I mention here?
Oh, those are all just for the first round, though. Oh, no, first or second round. So you got to go through tomorrow night.
No, most of these are first rounders.
So then you can let us know tomorrow.
11, 12, 13, 17, 18, 19, 21 bets.
It's a lot.
21 bets. Yeah, it makes the draft interesting. Texans odd whenever I looked this morning, by the way. I'm sure a lot has changed between now and 5 a.m. It's 12 hours ago. Texans were minus 400 to go offensive line. They were plus 250 to go receiver. They were plus 900 to go defensive line.
Best player available, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's a sore subject for me.
Yeah, they're just going O-line.
But the best player available, 25, is more than likely to beat offensive lineman anyways.
It's very convenient.
As long as they think a best player available is the kid from Ohio State that has the second round grade by a lot of people.
Do you mean convenient, like, to the argument or convenient to what the Texans need?
I guess kind of both. Like, it's always funny when not to single out Casario, because I think a lot of coaches are guilty of this, but they tell us, well, we took the best player on a board, and it just so happens to be that it was at a player or a position that you needed. I just think it's very convenient sometimes the way that gets framed.
I love it. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does.
We all have things that trigger us, like me with RBIs. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP list. Are people being too nice at the drive-thru window? It's gotten creepy. I don't like when people are too nice. It creeps me out.
Let's just go to Chick-fil-A earlier today. What happened?
No, we'll save it for later. It's a long story. We don't have time to do it here. Instead, let's have the draft of drafts. Yes, we're going to draft drafts. What are the best drafts? We're going to draft them now. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5. What are the best drafts? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
A draft of drafts. The draft of drafts. Brian, did your random number generate us yet?
No, I was going to do it live as we go here. Maybe I should.
All right, you
do
it. I'll read a couple of texts while you do it. Daniel Jeremiah has Henderson going before Hampton in his final mock today. Well, that would really screw me. Oh, that guy's usually plugged in, too. Hope he's wrong on that one. As a Cowboys fan, I'm hoping the rumors of the Texans trading up to 12 to get an offensive lineman happen, since I want more picks. And then fire emojis. All right, what do we land on here, Brian?
All right, with the first pick is Joel, then myself, and then you, Jeremy.
I got the snake?
Yeah, you got the snake.
All right, four rounds, the draft of drafts. What are the best drafts in existence? Blankers, first pick. Let's hear it.
Man. Caught it. I'm going to go. Man. I'm going to go.
Stumped on first overall?
I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go 83.
Okay. The 83 draft. That's a pretty good draft.
John Elway, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Eric Dickerson, Daryl Green.
Okay. Yeah, that was a very good draft. I took it a little differently, but that's okay. Everybody, we have our own drafts. We'll see how the listeners vote on it. Brian?
With the second overall pick, I will select fantasy football drafts.
Oh, man, that was number two on my board. Fantasy football drafts for the boys. Number two on my board. Almost got to me.
The question. Okay.
Almost got to me. All right. Number one, my number one draft, though, is still on the board. So I feel like I'm getting good value with it here at number three. With the number three pick of the draft of drafts, I will be selecting NFL best ball drafts.
Okay, specifically best ball. Okay.
Best ball draft. They're better. They're better. I mean, the day with the boys is fun, but NFL best ball drafts are the best. With the second pick of Team Branham, with the draft of drafts, back in previous life, NCAA tournament basketball, Calcuttas, the best drafts you can possibly.
I actually don't know what that is.
I don't either.
You,
I know what a Calcutta
you've done golf
is.
You've done a golf Calcutta. It's the same thing. Wow. You auction teams and you buy them, and then however far they go in the tournament, you get a percentage of the prize pool.
Okay.
So everybody gets together before the tournament, and you have an auction of every team in the NCAA tournament, and then whatever you bid. When the winning bid gets the team, obviously, and then every round they go, they get a percentage of the prize pool. It's a lot of fun. You guys should do it. I mean, I think highly of it. It was number three on my
Calcutta,
on my big board,
you said?
Draft of drafts in NCAA tournament, Calcutta. Yeah. You can do it, like Blanker said, he did it with golf, so you can do it in other things, too.
All right. With my second pick, I will go the actual NFL draft.
Oh, man. That was next. That was actually two more on my list.
Wouldn't mine constitute the NFL draft? I just said 83.
Well, you just picked 1983.
Still the NFL draft.
I just picked it as a whole.
Okay.
Nah, I think they're two separate things there. Because you were talking specifically about that draft class, which was a great pick. Because, I mean, that was the best quarterback draft ever.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two picks here, Blankers.
I definitely misunderstood the question. I'm going to go as a Milwaukee kid. I'm going to go with beer. Draft beer.
Was so, on the board. Nice.
Yeah, was I was on the my board. Big board, too.
Yep.
That's well done, especially after misinterpreting the question.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the recon as we go.
I think the 83 draft's going to get you some points, though. I actually do.
Okay. And then I have one more.
Draft beer.
It was on the list. That's a good pick.
I know. Mine, too. Mine, too. It's just funny.
I'll go with the movie Backdraft.
I haven't even heard of that thing.
Oh, it's Kurt Russell. It was about firefighters. It was a good movie. I'll
was
go
that
back
Dennis? No, Dennis Leary.
It was
a
Kurt Russell. I
okay, yeah. I was trying to think. There's a Dennis Leary fireman show, but that was Rescue Me. I think. Yeah. Okay.
Guess it was Kurt Russell. I just pulled it up.
Yep.
Guess the tomato score. Tomato meter.
75.
I'll go 62.
73.
Okay. All right.
Brian might have won on Price is Right
Price
Rules.
Price is Right Rules, I would have won, yeah.
Price is Right Rules suck. They're so it's so dumb. Blankers wins. We don't do stupid Price is Right Rules. All right, your pick, Brian.
All right, with the third pick for Team Brian, I will select the movie Draft Day, the cinematic movie classic with Kevin Costner. Includes Arian Foster. Also includes P. Diddy. We don't remember that. But a modern movie classic.
Dennis Leary was the head coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it stinks. I like it, ironically.
I actually didn't mind it.
I was around some people the other day. They're like talking about how they watch it every NFL draft, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I just bit my tongue, though. Hopefully they're not listening to me now.
Since when do you bite your tongue?
Whenever I'm trying to be nice and polite. When I don't do
that?
It.
I'll repeat the question.
I was going to say, when is
repeat
that?
The question.
Outside of the hours, 3 to 6 weekdays.
Okay, fair.
My pick is in. Hit me with the jingle. Golf major drafts with the boys. You only do it four times a year, specifically the Masters. Masters is the best one. Kind of loses its luster the further and further you go on throughout the year. But golf major drafts, one of the four times all year, unless it's a Ryder Cup year, that we actually care about golf. So hit me with that one. And then I got my next picks in, my final draft pick. Oh, man, I'm torn. Can I trade down? I have good value on the board here.
You want to flip picks with me or something?
Oh, man. I don't know which one of these two I want to pick. I'll go with Mel Kiper's mock draft. Mel Kiper's mock draft. It stinks. It's not what it used to be. I don't know if he ever had his fastball, but Mel Kiper's mock draft has to be on my team because I'm always the NFL executive of the year. Mel Kiper's mocks.
I mean,
I'll just put Mel Kiper. Put Mel Kiper's mocks. I got you.
I mean, it would have been cooler if you said Lance Sirlein's mock drafts. He is the preeminent draft
expert. He's not nearly as popular as Mel Kiper.
I mean, he's apparently very accurate, though. Where was Mel Kiper on that ranking?
He's dead last. I didn't pick this for accuracy. I picked this for cachet and clout.
Oh, you're
looking
clout
for Mel
chasing.
Kiper clout. Yeah, of course I am. Yes.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
That's what that Mel Kiper pick was.
Much different.
Gross.
Much different.
Gross pick. All right, with my next pick, I will select something that helped bring the Texans into existence. I will select expansion drafts.
Mm. Oh, I forgot about
that's
expansion
a good one.
Drafts. That's not bad. It's way better than your third round pick.
It's a modern movie classic.
Okay, you like Bumblebee.
I think mine had a better rating.
I actually have seen Bumblebee. What was the Rotten Tomatoes on draft day? You have it. You don't have to have
it. I'll pull
it
up as Brinker thinks about his last pick.
Oh, it's my last pick.
Yes, your last pick.
This is it to wrap it up. The draft of drafts.
Yeah. I'll just go NBA draft.
Okay.
Very passionate selling of.
Well, because I enjoy it, but I enjoy it more than most probably. But you know, the Rockets have had success in the draft even recently. So,
if someone else had taken NFL draft from me, NBA draft would have been a pick of mine. So yeah, it was on my board.
Okay. I had NBA on my board too. It was pretty low, but I had it on my board. So
it's better than MLB draft.
Which is also on my board, but pretty low.
Yeah,
I had MLB one spot ahead of him. NBA.
Yeah, MLB draft's gotten better recently, but it's still way behind the other two.
I like the rest of my big board. I had Pro Football Focus mock drafts.
I mean, isn't that just okay?
I had a fantasy baseball draft. I had MLB best ball draft, and I had the Rule 5 draft.
Interesting. Joel, any other picks you had on your board?
No, because I completely misread the question. So no, the answer to that is no.
Oh, that's a good.
I had a cool draft, kind of like a cool breeze. It's always nice on a hot day.
I thought of that.
I had drafting, like if you're racing cars or bicycles, drafting behind someone. But I thought that was probably a little too out there.
Texture Bo, I would draft Lance's accidental erotic mock draft. Great segment created by Pauly G. Yeah. It is really good.
Yeah.
Chappelle Show racial draft. That's a great call.
Oh, that was big. Yeah, that was making the rounds today.
Damn it.
That's a great undrafted free agent.
That is.
Draft of drafts.
I should have taken that one over draft day, the movie.
Kiper drafts are almost as bad as his hair. That's the joke. That's why I took it.
Did you see the interview? I reposted it. Did you see the interview that he did where he said he eats pumpkin pie every morning?
Kiper does?
That's his breakfast,
pumpkin pie.
What's worse, though, pumpkin pie or two oatmeal cookies? Two oatmeal cream pie
cookies. I can't stand pumpkin pie. So
I think I'd rather have pumpkin pie every day.
I think I'd rather have the oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, it's the oatmeal cream pie, like the Little Debbie's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Nick Saban eats, two of those every morning. Or at least he used to when he was coaching.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I'll switch over then. I'll take the oatmeal cream pies.
I have to go buy me an oatmeal cream pie. I love those things. The World War II draft, come on.
I actually had the selection service system on my board as a shout-out to the troops, but I thought that joke might not go over well.
Draft to pass in car racing, says a texter. So he had one that you had. Texter calls us nerds. Yeah, but you listen. So what does that make you? Beer is the best draft, so points for you there. Draft beer, exclamation mark, so points for you there. I select Guinness on drafts as a texter. Yingling is the best drought of them all. Have you had the black and tan texter? I'm a big fan of the Yingling black and tan. Very good. One of you should draft the 2013 class. Come on. Very frustrating. I couldn't find anything that blank hates today. You got anything that you're hating on today, Blankers?
No, I don't think
so. I mean, in general, children, puppies.
I mean, those have already been mentioned, Brian. Now they've been mentioned again.
Draymond Green's kids.
I mean, I do hate Draymond Green.
DraftKings, said somebody. That's a good call, too.
Yeah. That would have been good.
That's not a bad one. It's a pretty good one. Draft Day Rotten Tomato score. What do you got?
Joel, you want to take a guess?
No, you go first this time.
Okay. 43.
I'm going to go 42.
60. Oh, you play the game.
The critics thought higher of it than y'all did. Sonny Weaver Jr., general manager of the Cleveland Browns. 60.
Wow, that's actually, it's not bad. It's not bad.
69. I feel like Rotten Tomatoes has gotten soft with their grades. Like, everybody gets a medal here.
You're just saying that because they like The Beekeeper.
No, like, I'm looking right now, like, in theaters, every single movie is above 60. I'm looking at movies that are most popular at home right now. Yeah, every single one. Every single one. The Accountant 2, 75%. Until Dawn, 63%. Megan, which is coming soon, 93. They don't have scores for any of the others.
Well, I'm looking at Minecraft movie. That's a negative. That's a 48.
That's not on my tab for some reason.
Disney Snow White, the 40.
Why is that on your tab and not mine?
I don't know.
Probably because they know you watch bad movies and they curate your For You page.
The Captain America is 48%.
Well, that's not in theaters. That's at home, isn't it?
No, it's still in theaters some places.
So the at home tab, it has 4, 5.
I'm looking
six,
on the
seven,
on
eight,
the.
Nine.
I'm looking where well, I guess where are you looking? I don't know where you're looking.
I'm looking at the Draft Day page, and it's like a tab.
Oh,
on the
okay,
right.
Yeah, I'm looking on the Flixster app.
Yeah, they have soft scales, man. Soft scales, like I feel like on Rotten Tomato, if you're not 80 or better, you're not a good movie. Like, find me a movie below 80 that's any good. I dare you. You can't do it. Okay.
7137. A Working Man by Jason Statham.
Like I said, find me a movie that's below 80 that's any good. You
I
won't be able to do it.
That's great.
You won't be able to do it. The draft is tonight. What do you want your team to do? What are the Texans going to do? Are they going to trade up? Are they going to trade down? What do you think? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You looking for a place to unwind whenever you're ready to unwind? Well, Two Creeks Crossing Resort is the place to do it. A great spot for rest and relaxation. Great spot to go fishing. Great spot to go hang out by the pool. Great spot to hike, to kayak. A bunch of different stuff that you can do at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They have the best day for everybody. Escape the rat race. Escape the hustle and bustle. Escape the city and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Open green spaces. Beautiful land that they have out there on Lake Livingston. Wildlife that you just don't see in the city that's great to be around from time to time. And beautiful, majestic trees. I love a good, beautiful, majestic tree. And they have a bunch of them at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Some of the best fishing in Texas, too. Now, one of the great things about Two Creeks Crossing Resort, you can get there in 90 minutes from Houston. You don't have to spend all day on a plane. I was on a plane today. I'm gassed. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I got bags under my eyes. I feel like I'm 20 pounds heavier. I'm bloated. I feel terrible. Don't hop on a plane to go out for your rest and relaxation. Don't hop in the car for 5 hours. Get 90 minutes. 90 minutes, and you're out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Hike on their 92-acre property, kayak, pickleball, hang out by the pool with a drink. Fantastic time. Glamping, cabins, tree houses, pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for anyone. Here's a deal for you, too. Sunday through Thursday, you can save 20% on your next two-night stay. Two-night minimum, max of 5 nights during the midweek. Sunday through Thursday, 20% off on rentals for RVs, yurts, cabins, and tents. Book your stay now at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Somebody said a Hook has a 29% on Rotten Tomato. That's a bad movie. Anything below 80% on Rotten Tomato is bad, I've learned. Texture Rotten Tomato sucks. IMDb is the true rating. Okay, we'll check it out. We'll see if it's a better reflection of taste. Blankers with a clutch move, pulling out Backdraft. There you go. I think people are going to like your list, Blankers.
Let's see.
Peter K. Blank hates puppies, kids, nickel corners, the Rockets, property taxes, beef fajitas, and Draymond Green. Scale of 1 to 10, how accurate is that?
Not very. I mean, where do beef fajitas come in?
Yeah, I thought you love fajitas.
I do.
Yeah, but you always get chicken.
Doesn't matter.
Well, how, okay.
Doesn't mean that I don't love steak.
So fajitas. Out of every 10 times you get fajitas, how many times are chicken?
Every time.
Pretty much.
And yeah. then I think you hate beef fajitas.
No. It's just yeah. that, I mean, look.
The math checks out.
I have an outside factor factored in. I have a wife that's vegan and goes nuts about a lot of things.
Can she eat chicken?
Yeah,
no, well, she does not.
Chicken or beef?
How does that come
there?
Into play here? For whenever you're deciding between chicken and beef, how does her
chicken's more tolerable to my wife, Jeremy, than beef?
Oh, so she has a few bites?
No. She does not at
she
all.
She finds it less offensive.
Yes.
Oh, so chickens are dumber animals who could be killed? Got it.
Don't touch pigs. Now.
No, my wife is kind of similar. She finds killing mammals more offensive than killing birds. I don't know. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Leave it alone, Branham. Just leave it where it lies.
No, I'm with you, Branham. I just don't say anything and move on. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, eat your chicken, whatever.
You said, when do I bite my tongue?
Between.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Texter that you just texted in, that Tex-Mex place, I heard that place wasn't very good. I don't want to blast them on the air. I don't want anybody like lose business and stuff. But I heard that place wasn't good, 8459. All right, 713-780-ESP. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Troy, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up,
hey,
Troy?
Can I mention a certain – hey, what's happening? Can I mention a certain cable company on the air?
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it, buddy.
If there's any Xfinity technicians listening, you need to get your tails out to Crosby and get my cable on before I miss the draft tonight, or I have to go to a sports bar and drink it up and watch it from a sports bar.
Sounds
we
like
haven't
an awful
had cable
thing to
all
do.
Day. I'm excited. Yeah, I know, doesn't it? Right?
Or else what, Troy? What if they don't? What are you going to do?
I'm fishing to find a sports bar that's got cable, and I'm going to go to a sports bar and watch the draft. I ain't missing it.
Right,
go to the
crawfish
bar.
But yeah,
but you're not threatening the Xfinity guys. Like, you better get your butt out here. The or else is or else you go to a sports bar and they get to go home and watch it too.
Yeah. Well, they can come pay my sports bar bill because I had to watch it there, not at home. Okay. I got my own beer and liquor at home, but if I have to go there, I got to buy the stuff. So
there you go.
So they need to get the tails out here and fix this crap.
All right. I didn't know that's where.
My wife called me earlier and said, I got bad news. I said, what's wrong? She goes, the cable's out and the draft's on tonight. I said, you're kidding me, right? She said, no.
Of the worst news that she could have told you, Troy. Troy, of the worst news that she could have told you there, where does your cable being out rank? Is it near the top?
Told me worse than that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's at the top, man. Who misses the draft?
Hey, well, Troy, before you go to the sports bar, you can always sign up for one of those like free trials of YouTube TV or Fubo or something, and then just cancel it tomorrow.
Yeah, I may try. Yeah, I'm about 3 minutes from the house. We're going to try to do something, but we'll end up in a sports bar.
Troy, don't take this the wrong way, but do you have your internet hooked up to your television?
Yeah.
Didn't sound confident, but okay.
There was a hesitation there.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's out in our whole neighborhood, she's found out.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Troy, you can always
get out
you
here
can,
and get this crap fixed.
We got you. Troy, you can listen to the draft coverage, too, right here on ESPN
97.5.
Right. It begins at 6, take you the whole way. No, you can listen to it, Troy. Just listen to it here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, it'll
be fine. It'll be fine. You can go to Crawfish Shack. You can bring your own beer there, BYOB, and then enjoy some tasty mud bugs. That'd be a way to go. I love how Brian dropped the internet TV. Troy doesn't strike me as an internet TV kind of guy.
That was Joel's question.
That was my question for a reason. I just didn't think so.
I was just trying to help the man out. You take it or leave it.
No, that was very. I think the internet connected to your box is different than internet TV.
No, I was wondering if I asked if he ran the internet through his TV so that he could get the service from YouTube or elsewhere.
Yeah, I feel like Troy's not pulling up the smart TV and logging into YouTube TV. Yeah, I love Brian.
He can just use his Xbox like I do, right? You think he has one?
No.
The millennial giving
advice to a boomer.
What about
a PlayStation 4? Yeah. No? All right. Well, I'm out of ideas.
I'm surprised he has a cable box, let alone an Xbox. It ain't happening.
He thought he had rabbit ears?
Yes. It's on ABC tonight, you know. You could still get it.
That's true.
Apparently
yeah,
the coverage
ABC.
Is different on ABC, isn't it? Isn't like the ABC, they tell like more stories
yeah,
and like
more,
sappy stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like bios and sob stories and Cinderella stories. Yeah,
I will not be watching that. No, I'll be listening. I'm gonna pull up the ESPN 97.5 website and listen to it. That's how I'm gonna take in the coverage. First round coming up at 6. Second round coming up tomorrow. So there is that. All right, what do you want the Texans to do tonight?
I think especially if they're considering the offensive lineman from Ohio State that's more of a second-round grade, I'd rather them trade down and get an extra pick. And I know they got 4 in the top 89, but if they can get another one either this year or next year, based on how this draft looks and the fact that I think that there's a lot, there still be a lot of talent to pull from in the second round, I would rather they trade down.
I think if you trade down, though, you fall out of starting offensive lineman day one territory.
Is it Jackson? What's the kid's name from Ohio State?
Donovan Jackson.
Yeah. If Lance has got a second-round grade on him, but he's
got Lance
taken,
also projected him going to the Texans at 25.
Yeah. Then maybe the answer is I hope they stand pat. I saw a whole bunch of tweets from a whole bunch of people trying to say that they were trying to move up in different teams. And what they were giving up, including future firsts, I just wasn't in for. I hope they either stand pat or they trade back and still get the guy that they've targeted.
Ian Rappaport said that among the teams open to discuss moving up, Texans, Broncos, and Jaguars. Moving up for the Jaguars? I wonder if they're trying to move up into the back into the first round.
Yeah, because then I saw proposed trade proposals for the Niners pick, Saints, and maybe the Cowboys, and every one of them was their first, a second or third somewhere, and a future first down the road. I'm like, that's way too – I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I it's boring, but I want them to stick and pick two and just take the best offensive lineman available. Now, trading up into the second round I think is more attractive to me because now I think you can just stick and pick at 25. You get a starting caliber offensive lineman, trade up into the second round for one of these receivers that are still going to be on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like whoever you like. Like I think Burden's going to be a second. Like I have a ticket that there's going to be under 2.5 wide receivers taken in the first round. Like I could see Burden going into the second. I could see Igbuka going into the second. We had the texter that told us the Iowa State kid, he's going to go in the second round. The Washington State receiver, like if Kyle Williams or the Texans high on him. So I could see them trading up in the second round, not necessarily the first round.
Yeah, I would like that. As long as they come out of this, like you said, I mean, with the starting caliber offensive lineman and another receiver in the first two rounds, I would be very pleased with that draft.
Brian, what do you want them to do?
I'd like him to stick at 25, and hopefully that ends up with Tyler Booker being drafted. I'm really hoping the Texans get him, the guard out of Alabama.
Yeah, I would. I think I like his mentality.
Legal
he's
assault.
A dog.
Yeah,
he's got swarm mentality.
They say he's a leader of men. That he is tenacious. Yes,
I heard someone from Alabama say he was basically the offensive line equivalent of Will Anderson, which excited
that
me.
Ain't
maybe,
bad.
Maybe not in overall talent, but mindset and work ethic and all that.
Ain't give a about anything but the tide. How does that saying go? Ain't give a
what?
You ever seen that guy?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
You've never seen that guy, the Alabama guy? I think it was on Hard Knocks.
No, I haven't.
I don't give up about nothing but the tide. It's hilarious. It's a good drop. All right, car wreck of the day. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right?
My leg's broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
What are you nominating for your car wreck of the day? 713-780-ESPN-HRP. Listener line, what is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776.
I might as well go with the Inside the NBA crew for third consecutive
Again?
Night with multiple. Yeah. Again, another no-no for the guys mailing it in. Last night, mid-analysis from Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith's cell phone goes off in studio.
30-7. That just, you can never be a great. Paul Silas, one of my favorite, because you said to me.
You got ahead, too.
No, but he always said to me, asking about players, he says, Chuck, if a guy scored 31 night and 10 the next night, people are going to say he averaging 20. But it's not.
Is that 1 o'clock? Oh, my bad. My bad. I put the wrong time on early. I thought it was one.
Oh, it wasn't a ring though. It was like a reminder.
I think it might have been alarm or reminder. Yeah.
But on air? Come on, man.
Well, he just did it the wrong time.
Right, but I think they only do that when they go over the midnight hour or something like that. But you still,
he probably has like a 1 p.m. reminder to take his pills
at night.
Well, he said he got the wrong time. He probably messed up the a.m. p.m.
He apologized to Ernie because I think it's their thing. It's still not supposed to happen on the air.
So, like, what would it have been?
They do a whole bit about when they cross over the midnight hour that they're working too long and they got to get out and everything like that. And I think it was to that.
Oh, so he said alarm. So probably alarmed it.
Yeah.
He probably said alarm to say, hey, we got to get off the air.
Yeah.
What? No, they would. Why would they do that?
Because they always bitch about working too late and too long. They're constantly complaining about that they're on too late and too long.
Then he did it on purpose. If he's doing it because they've been on the air too long, he did it on purpose. It wasn't an accident.
No, if he did it on purpose, it would have been at the appropriate time. But it didn't. It just went off. That's part of the car wreck. He set the alarm to go off at the wrong... Even if he did it, it went at the wrong time while Carl was in the middle of talking.
Why would somebody have an alarm for them being on the air too long? And why would you...
You know how the Astros do Astros After Dark? When they get past midnight, it's similar.
Right, but they want people to see that. They want you to hear it. You want it to be seen and heard. Okay. I'm very confused.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Glad I brought
it. I think he said a reminder and you just screwed up the AM PM thing. You ever done that?
You know me, with my phone, no.
Really?
I thought you were setting me up for the opposite there.
No.
Yeah, I've screwed up the AM PM thing. I'm always terrified too. Like whenever I have to catch a flight in the morning, like I check that thing like 5 times. Like, is it on AM? Is it 4 a.m.? Not 4 p.m. Like, I always get terrified. I have nightmares about that. Actually, like I never remember any of my dreams or any of my nightmares. The one like nightmare I'll have is that I set my alarm on the wrong side of the clock, like AM PM. That's my greatest fear. my car wreck of the day is Draymond Green. Constant agonizing elbows when they're calling timeouts. I just want to punch him in the face. I want to punch Steve Curry in the face. I totally understand what Michael Jordan was doing. Totally get it. Like, how do you look at that and not want to punch him right between the eyes? Right between the eyes. Right, those two are my car wrecks.
So I'll echo Steve Kerr. That was one of my car wreck of the day nominees. I'll also... nominate J Bone with his 75% 3-point comment, which got roasted by a caller later in the show.
Yeah. I like Blankers. What do you got? Trying to get Brian to get to there quicker.
That was like the
subtle Draymond elbow.
The show.
No, I deserve that one. Thank you for putting me in my place, Justin. I do appreciate that. I mean that sincerely. All right, what's winning? I'll take it today.
I'll go Draymond and Steve Kerr 50-50 owning.
That works.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Plus, they need a win because they lost yesterday. All right. That does it for us. Thanks to BMAC for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. NFL Draft coming up right now. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston.
Goodbye.